1-800-259-4949. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of hour number three, final half hour of today's show on this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. My leap. MI for Michigan, LEAP, L-E-A-P. Really cute acronym for these bureaucratic agencies, departments that Lansing, especially Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is famous for. Well, while speaking to the Michigan State Board of Education yesterday, State Board of Education members questioned the need for the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, My Leap. As the department's executive director gave her first direct presentation to the elected State Board of Education, My Leap, a creation of Governor Gretchen Whitmer to oversee pre-K, that's the four-year-olds now that are going to be able to go to elementary schools instead of going to daycares, and post-high school education, pushing for free community college in the state of Michigan. Well, that director was at the Board of Education meeting yesterday to report that 51.1% of Michiganders had a degree or certificate, putting on pace of meeting their goal of 60% of our state by the year 2030. Basically, 5 years and a couple of months from right now. Presentation from the My Leap director, Beverly Walker Grafia, and deputy director, Michelle Richard, talked about their marketing campaigns, sponsorships, a pizza contest to fill out free applications for federal student aid grants known as FAFSA, among other ideas promoting Michigan Achievement Scholarships. Well, that's when the presentation got a little bit prickly, a little bit heated. One of the Republicans on the State Board of Education, good friend of mine, Tom McMillan, I've had him on the show 1 year when we were at the Republican Leadership Conference back in 2016, Tom and I rode the ferry back from Mackinac Island. Of course, I took off for Antrim County. He took off for Rochester. He lives in Oakland County. Republican board member Tom McMillan said, "Excuse me, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I just don't see any reason why any of the functions being done requires a second Department of Education," which is what basically Tom McMillan, Nikki Snyder, and many Republican legislators that I've talked to said that this is basically all this is. Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential is basically double dipping the role and responsibility of the Michigan State Board of Education. But that's where it got interesting, because Democrat board president Pam Pugh said she wanted the My Leap officials to return to give another presentation to the board after the discussion among many members, to explain how the office is actually helping adults transition back to a university. You see, the Democrats think that we all need college degrees. I don't have a college degree. I have real life experience. I have some college, but I chose to go into the business world. I've done many things over my life. My resume is long and very diverse. Actually, there was discussion at one point that people with this type of life experience could actually be given a degree. I don't want a degree. I don't think it's that important for me at this point in my life to have a college degree. Well, one of the Democrats, and including the president of the board of the Michigan State Board of Education, stepped up and say, I do have to say, and this isn't always the case, but I actually agree with Board Member McMillan. There's nothing new that you guys are bringing to us. Well, at that point, that admission drew a joking whoa from Democratic Board Member Marshall Bullock. Like, hell has completely frozen over that the Democrat board president, Pam Pugh, actually agrees with the Republican, Tom McMillan. Board member Tiffany Tilley also thanked the MyLeap director and deputy director for coming and presenting to them. It's definitely been a rough road in transition, and I appreciate you coming with a mind of partnership and wanting to build a bridge, Tilley said. But here's the problem. This is a complete waste of taxpayer dollars. The Michigan State Board of Education should be focused, laser focused, on doing things that would define the actual acronym of this MyLeap new bureaucratic department. Lifelong education, advancement, and potential. That perfectly describes the mission statement of the Michigan State Board of Education. Why does Gretchen Whitmer have to pay these people? I'm sure they have staff. I'm sure they have an office somewhere. I'm sure they absolutely take up space in Lansing somewhere. And I'd like to know what their budget is. That's something I'm going to reach out to John Roth, my state representative, and I'm going to ask John to find that out for me. How much money is the budget of MyLeap, this newly created department by Gretchen Whitmer? But what it really is boiling down to, the power. You see, what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's doing is creating this other bureaucratic department so that they can take the power away from the State Board of Education and move it to an executive department that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has control and direct oversight of. This is not the State Board of Education, which, by the way, you vote for. You vote for members of the State Board of Education. Tom McMillan's a rock star. As long as he's on the ballot, vote for Tom McMillan. McMillin. I'm kind of iffy on Nikki Snyder. I'm not sure if she's even on the ballot. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm going to open up my absentee ballot today. I'm going to look and verify it. I'll let you know. But one of these board members I just spoke about, Tiffany Tilley, who thanked the director and deputy director for presenting, both Tilley and Republican board member Nikki Snyder talked about the debt that could be incurred by poor students going to a university. We have to look at other ways to providing for their education at the higher levels, Snyder said. It's great if we apply for FAFSA grants, but we also have to look at the fact that these people need more help in the basics of education. Many of them graduate from high school and can't even read. Whoa. I'm sure the Democrats on the board didn't appreciate that statement. We also have to look at the capacity that we have regarding counseling. How many more people are going to be willing to sit down and help these families fill out these forms? Is there not a better way to do it? Well, the other board member, Democrat Richard, said that there were ways to filling out the FAFSA forms to look at college without us looking at the overall economics of it. I really love those old Buick commercials where a person walks out of place, they walk by a Buick and say, hey, have you checked out a Buick lately? It's not your dad's Buick anymore. Because perception is actually different from the real world. Okay, I don't get that analogy, but whatever floats your boat, lady. She went on to say that the My Leap program has been trying to get students to take a second look at grants, FAFSA grants in particular, Pell grants and others, providing the payments for the path to college so that it's less daunting and less debt-riddled. State Superintendent Michael Rice stopped some of the questioning because he said it would require the representatives from My Leap to give an entirely new presentation on these items. We're going to welcome them back. That's why I asked you to be on your best behavior so that they would come back, Rice said. Be on your best behavior? You are an elected official. You're supposed to question these newly created bureaucratic departments by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You got to play nice with these people so that they come back and present to you guys in the future. State Board of Education in Michigan, folks, is screwed up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, I've gotten a lot of text messages for PAGS, P-A-G-S, for the PAGS video, and quite a few 10Xs. They need to be done in tandem. If you text me PAGS, I'm going to send you the 10X information as well. The PAGS video, though, is critical to share. And again, who do you share it with? 10 people in your cell phone, people that you know, that you text message, that you talk to on the phone on a regular basis, because you go to the 10xvotes.com website, you search for them, you find out they are in fact a low propensity voter. They've only voted a couple times in the last 4, 5, 6 elections. They've been identified as Republicans. But they don't always vote in every single election. I checked my street. My street where I live. Every single one of my neighbors vote at every election. Not one of my neighbors was on this list, 10xvotes.com website, as being a low propensity voter. That's point number one. Point number two. Deer hunters. You have to understand that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to protect your firearms, your ammunition, your magazines. Kamala Harris wants to do a mandatory buyback. And I don't want to get the text messages from you guys that I didn't buy my gun from the federal government. So how can they buy it back when I didn't buy it from them? I'm not going to get into that stupid debate with you. Harris has said, we need to go after the guns. We need to know where these people are who have the guns. We need to knock on their doors. Show us your firearms. We're going to give you cash for them, and we're taking them away. Oh, that's ridiculous. They're not going to do that. She said it. There's videos of her saying it as recently as 2019 when she was running for president against Joe Biden in 2020's election during the primaries. She said it. But now she's become more pragmatic, according to U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, to get elected. So she's toned down her rhetoric on her policies. But when asked the question, well, it seems like actually Kamala Kamala, whatever the heck your name is, that you've kind of flip-flopped on a lot of issues. Looking directly into the camera, she said, quote, "I'm still the same person. I've not changed my values and my principles. I simply reconsidered my policies." Yeah, to get elected. And then once you're elected, you're going to implement your values and your principles. She's a liar. Bottom line, she is a liar catering to people. One thing that was interesting, driving back from Pawpaw, I-94, over to 131, then north through Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, Big Rapids, coming on home last night late. Didn't get home until about 11:30, almost midnight. I was in the car waiting for a phone call that never came. Well, electronic billboards. Pro Kamala Harris everywhere. I-94, 131. All the way up until basically, I'm going to see, when did I stop seeing those? Probably south of 46. The dividing line between us Hicks and the Sticks, north to 46, and the downstaters. I say that lovingly. Yeah, I'm a Hick in the Sticks. I'm dang proud of it. But it's the information, folks. Getting it to the deer hunters and the people who go to church. They have to understand the importance of the economy and what it's doing to our young people, what it's doing to our seniors on fixed incomes, what it's doing to everybody. We have to rein in Lansing. We have to rein in Washington, D.C. I was actually disappointed in the debate last night where they didn't hold Elisa Slotkin's voting record on Joe Biden's policies. The spending that they have done in Washington while she's been a U.S. Congresswoman that has caused much of this inflation. Spending by the federal government has driven these prices up. Mike Rogers, do I trust him on voting the right way when he's in the U.S. Senate? Absolutely not. But I trust him more than Elisa Slotkin. I'm voting for Rogers because I don't trust Slotkin, and I surely do not want her, a young woman, to be in the U.S. Senate for the next 36 years. Six-year terms, incumbent. Once she gets in, she's going to be there, folks, until 2060. Think about it. Well, that's it for today's show. Music's playing. Now back to more music. The 60s, the 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and go Tigers at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with